Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You're next, unless you speak up now. We're going to be talking about this impeachment trial in the Senate on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Make no mistake, the Democrats desire, along with some establishment Republicans, to impeach Donald Trump is a step in their agenda to silence you. It is time to speak up against this unlawful and vindictive impeachment. But you know what? This particular issue, at the very core of it, is unconstitutional. It is absolutely unconstitutional. The Constitution addresses this issue quite clearly. It's in Article 2. Article 2, as the Constitution is set up, Article 1 is for the legislature. And how it's set up shows that the legislature has the biggest power because it is representing the people. Article 2 is the executive. It applies or enforces the law of the legislature. Article 3 is the judiciary, the weakest branch of government. In Article 2, dealing with the president, in the very first sentence, very first couple of sentences in that small paragraph, it begins in Article 2 with this, that the executive power shall be vested in the president of the United States, and he shall hold office during the term of 4 years. And listen to the word, he shall hold office during the term of 4 years. Now, when you go to the same Article 2, the very end of it, so it's sandwiched in there, begins with this word office, it ends with the word office. Section 4 of Article 2 says the president and the vice president and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So if the president holds office for 4 years, and impeachment of the president is to remove the president from office, how can you impeach if the president is not in office?
Because their agenda, bottom line, is President Trump has represented the people all along and continues to do that wherever he is, and they don't like that. They don't want the people to have a voice. These politicians are wanting to control us instead of allowing us to be we the people.
Yeah,
that's the bottom
line.
There's no crime.
Political elites are not simply impeaching Donald Trump. They are impeaching you.
Absolutely. And what are we going to do about this?
That's the key. And that's what should make you outraged over this. It is unconstitutional. It is shredding, frankly, even not even acknowledging the Constitution. And I think it's time to tell Washington, including some errant Republicans, that we will not be silenced and we will not stand by to watch this kangaroo court. This is the United States of America. And it is so problematic. First of all, they don't have jurisdiction to even hear this because the president's not in office. And impeachment is to remove from office. If you remove from office, then there's a consequence that you can include not to run again. But you cannot impeach a private citizen. And right now, Donald J. Trump is a private citizen. He is not in office. You cannot impeach him. You cannot punish him. You cannot impeach a private citizen any more than you could impeach anybody who's never run for office versus somebody who's out of office. The only person you could impeach is somebody who is in office. Now, that's the beginning part. Secondly, the Article 1, Section 3, this is the legislative section, says that when the president of the United States is tried, the chief justice shall preside. So the chief justice of the United States is supposed to preside over an impeachment of a president. And we saw that in early 2020. Chief Justice John Roberts presided over that sham impeachment that was going on last year. And of course, the Constitution, it's not an option. Chief Justice presides over any impeachment of a president. The Chief Justice has recognized this absurd situation and how unconstitutional it is, and he has refused to preside. He's not going to be a part of it, because for him to even be a part of it recognizes the process, and this is illegitimate. It's a kangaroo court. So what the Democrats have done is, well, we'll have liberal former Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, and he'll preside over the impeachment. Well,
they're
that
just making up their
has
own rules.
No basis in the Constitution.
Their own rules as they go along. What a disgrace this is to our country, to the United States of America. Our founders would be horrified
to see this. It's like,
horrified.
It's like this. Take it in the context of a court. We can't find a court that will actually accept this. We can't find a judge who will preside over this situation. So let's just create our own judge. Let's just have our own political lynching, and we'll create our own judge, somebody who's not really a judge, and that person will preside over this kangaroo court. That sounds like something from a third world repressive communist Marxist regime. And then speaking of that, if you go back to the House, how can you actually have that charade in the House with not one witness, no witnesses in the House, no evidence presented in the House, and the person who's the target of the impeachment in the House, Donald J. Trump, was not allowed to have any lawyer to defend himself.
And no crime.
So that would be like going to some court, not presenting evidence. Yeah, no crime, because they didn't have any evidence to present of a crime,
right,
or a problem worth impeaching. And they had no witnesses, just people show up. It sounds like, you know, this literal repressive regime kangaroo court, and then they don't allow you to give your own defense. That's another reason why the Senate shouldn't countenance this. But here's the thing. I said, make no mistake, they want to impeach you, and Donald Trump is just the first one in their target. This is Democratic Representative Stephanie Murphy. I am ashamed to say that she is a member of the House in Central Florida. But she's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. So this very liberal Democrat proposed a bill, listen to this, to bar from the armed services or federal jobs anyone who supported Donald Trump post the election, or anyone who publicly voiced concern about the 2020 election fraud. Do you understand what I just said? She is proposing a bill that if you questioned the 2020 election, that it was fraught with fraud, or you even publicly voiced concern, or you supported President Donald Trump, then you should not serve in the armed forces. You cannot serve for your country. And you should be banned from any federal job, ever holding any federal job, no matter what level it is. You should not be able to do it. Automatically banned. I mean, that sounds like something coming right out of
communism,
Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
That if you're a Jew, you can't work in public employment. And then eventually, if you're a Jew, you can't work in private employment. And if you're a Jew, you know, it goes on and on and on.
But
so,
you know, these armed services, these they take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And so why wouldn't they support the Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump? Why wouldn't they voice concern over election fraud? Because that's against the Constitution.
Yeah, but they want to silence dissent. They want to bury anybody who has a Judeo-Christian value system, believes in God, loves America. They also want to silence your voice. They want to bury any kind of discussion of election fraud as though it doesn't exist. It's Orwellian.
That's why it's really important to really research who you vote for.
Yeah, impeachment of a former office holder, bottom line, is unconstitutional. So we have a program where you can make your voice known through faxing these Republican leaders, also a few of the Democratic leaders, and all the Republicans, that's a second option, or all of the Senate is a third option. And you can sign the petition. I encourage you to do both. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, or Liberty Counsel Action, lcaction.org. We're exercised about this because it's unconstitutional, and we need to have a country that follows the rule of law. And the Constitution provides no basis, no room to impeach a private citizen. And that's exactly what is happening. Make your voice known now, because if you don't make your voice known, I can tell you who the ultimate target is. And it begins with Trump, but it doesn't end there. You are the ultimate target. Stand up now, lc.org or lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.